You are listening to the Staying Gang podcast presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network. The Staying Gang podcast gives an inside view into Midwestern State athletics and offers an opportunity to catch up with student athlete alumni, relive stories, and discover where they are now. It's the Staying Gang podcast presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Welcome to today's edition of the Staying Gang podcast presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers. I am Trey Reed. Today I am joined by Midwestern State alum Brittany Ford. You would have known her as Brittany Tanner during her stellar playing career at MSU, spanning from 2008 to 11. She played a central role in two of the most successful seasons in Midwestern State softball history. The program's 108 combined wins between 2011 and 2012 and winning the South Central region both years and finishing the 2012 season as a national semifinalist. Ford closed out an amazing senior campaign as a finalist for the NCAA Collegiate Woman of the Year, was MSU's first player to earn first-team All-America honors from the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association, and was a second-team Daktronics All-America pick that season. She was also named both Daktronics South Central Region and Lone Star Conference Pitcher of the Year as a senior. And quite a season to finish off an amazing career. We welcome Brittany Ford to the Staying Gang podcast. Been looking forward to this.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
And as you look past, I know we were talking before, it's like, wow, you talk back to 2011, what an amazing year that was. And wow, being 9 years ago, it doesn't seem like just that much time has passed.
No, it doesn't. I feel like I was just on the field yesterday, but as you count the years, it's been quite some time.
Probably could get out there and compete just as well now, knowing you. But we'll talk about that run, postseason run, later on in the second segment. But first, let's catch up with where you are now. It shouldn't be surprising that you stay pretty busy working with your family at Wichita Frack Tank and as a respiratory therapist at United Regional Healthcare System. What's it like working with your dad?
Well, it's been a little bit. He's not as involved in the business as he used to be, so it's kind of my place now to step in and try to learn everything that he has built here at Wichita Tank. But yeah, it's kind of been fun. It's been interesting going from, you know, being a respiratory therapist that I still do a couple shifts a month, and that, you know, my days off, I'm here trying to learn his business.
And what is that business for listeners at Wichita Tank?
So he is a manufacturer shop, builds frack tanks for the oil field, which we know is not the greatest right now. But we also build some frack tanks for a lot of water companies nowadays.
And I mentioned family. Let's talk about the ones closest to you. You are married with a son now. How awesome is family life?
It is great. I have a four-year-old little boy who is the center of our world. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we work all day and then we come home and, you know, get to watch, you know, him live his life now. And we hope that, you know, once all this coronavirus stuff is over, that, you know, we can get him back in to T-ball, which we were so excited for. But yeah, it's great. We live a couple hundred yards away from my parents, so we have that nice connection and have their great support all the time. And they love Liam like he's their own. So it's been great. It's been an adjustment for sure, but we hope that one day he will be our next big athlete.
And if he has any push at all from his mom and from his grandfather, I'm sure he'll be quite good. But you've continued that competitive edge, too, with your husband on the golf course.
Yeah, growing up, His dad was big into golf, and he was big into golf. And so now that I don't have softball anymore, I needed something to keep me competitive. And so he's kind of helped me learn skills of golf. And so it gets pretty interesting for us on the golf course. And it's nice because, my dad enjoys to play golf, and now we've started to teach Liam golf. So it's become a good family sport for us.
You're listening to the Staying Game podcast presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Mustangs Digital Network. I'm visiting with former softball standout Brittany Ford. And Brittany, you also stand on the front line in the fight against COVID-19 during the pandemic as a respiratory therapist. We've talked to many nurses over the past few weeks here on the Staying Game podcast. Many have told us that respiratory therapists are the true heroes in the fight against the disease. Tell us about your experience during these more difficult times.
Well, I don't, like I said, obviously work at the hospital as much as I used to, but my last shift was a couple weeks ago, and I did draw the lucky straw of getting to take care of a couple COVID patients. And yeah, it was scary. You walk into that room, and the unknown is very scary, but you just take one step at a time, and you try to do what's best for your patient and hope that, they walk out of those hospital doors one day. And so yeah, it's a big responsibility, and that's kind of what I love about respiratory is, you are their life support and they rely on you. And so yeah, it's been a change. But yeah, I love every bit of respiratory care when I get to take my shift.
You kind of face two different challenges now with the business being oil, with the economy being a little slower, much slower in a lot of ways. And then you also at work, you go and get to face the pandemic. That's got to be difficult. But as we move on here with the government possibly loosening up the standards, it's probably good in one way and not so good in others for you.
Yes, I mean, safety, was the first thing, we worry about. But, you kind of look at it as, it's time to move and, the step in the right direction, hopefully, so that we can kind of get our economy back and up and running again. And hopefully, we get to once one day how we were functioning, about a month ago.
If I remember correctly, you started as a studying dental hygiene at Midwestern State. What led you to respiratory care?
Well, yes, I was doing that when I first started playing softball at Midwestern and was sitting in a science class, and one of my professors came in and was letting the class know what respiratory care was and played a video, and it involved, pediatric care. And I always knew that, being in the pediatric environment was something that was right for me. And so at that time, I decided to change over to respiratory care, and it's been one of, the best choices I have made in my life for my family and I.
Now, when you look ahead, obviously with assuming that the economy picks back up and we get out of this time, where do you see yourself in 5, 10 years? What would you like to be doing?
Well, I hope too that my dad's business is still being successful, because I definitely don't want to ever let him down. But no, currently right now, family of course is number one, and so for that it would be, to keep running and taking full ownership of my dad's business, but yet still being able to do respiratory care, as a PRN status, which I am still currently doing.
You're listening to the Staying Game podcast brought to you by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers. We'll continue our conversation with Midwestern State alum Brittany Ford, talk more about her time at Midwestern State and playing softball coming up next on the Mustangs Digital Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Staying Gang podcast presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers continues. I am Trey Reed, and our guest today is MSU alum Brittany Ford. You'll have known her as Brittany Tanner during her playing career here at MSU back in 2008 to 2011. Brittany, you enjoyed an incredible run during your prep career as well as a three-time All-State performer, locally first at Petrolia High School as a freshman and sophomore before moving on to Burke, helping the Bulldogs to a state runner-up finish as a senior. What led you to stay close to home and play at Midwestern State?
Well, I'm a big family person, and so for me, once Coach Tigert gave me the opportunity to stay and play at Midwestern and be close to my family, I just knew that that was fit for me. So it was a great choice. I would not change it because it kept me stay close to my family and live out my greatest dreams there at Midwestern.
And Brady Tigert frequently lauded your hard work and desire. I'm not sure I have ever seen a student athlete make as many strides just through your through sheer determination like you did in your career. You did have your struggles early, but what did you find so difficult about the transition to the collegiate level?
I think it was just, you know, every player that stepped up to that plate, they were elite athletes. And that kind of was the adjustment for me, is knowing that if you miss that pitch, then you're going to pay for it later on. And so I just learned that I needed to push harder and challenge myself to become a, you know, better pitcher. And finally, I think towards the end, I figured out what I needed to do to get the job done.
Yeah, towards the end, I mean, you built yourself into an All-American, setting school records with in your senior year with 31 wins, 14 shutouts, 361 strikeouts. Those efforts keyed an incredible run for the Mustangs in 2011, reaching the national semifinals. What made that year so special?
I think just, you know, all of us teammates, we just started to bond as the years that we continued to play together. And we all kind of set that goal at the beginning of the year that, you know, this was our year to make it to the national championship. And I think we just kept pushing each other every day. And, you know, we got better as a team. We got stronger as a team. And we made it.
What an embarrassment of talent you guys had as pitchers throughout your career. Like, one year it was you, Katie Peterson, and Christina Gutierrez. There probably hasn't been anywhere close to that since, obviously. But what was it like competing day in and day out and having you guys push each other?
I think that's why we were so good and so competitive, is because the three of us were stellar athletes. And so, you know, it, you know, made each other better and want to be better and be the star on that mound. And so I think that helped, you know, create that special bond that, you know, we were going to do this and we were going to make it.
And when you talk about success as a softball pitcher, I pitched when I was growing up, and you know, I understood how to throw everything overhand, but whenever I watch and understand how a pitch is designed to be thrown, it seems like the softball game is so much more difficult. Just as a reminder, what did you throw and how hard was it to develop such a repertoire?
Well, a lot of my pitching success is from Alan Henning. He was my pitching coach, and, you know, he was the one that, you know, taught me my rise ball and my drop ball and screwball, curveball. I had a change up, and so it's important for you to be able to develop all those different type pitches, but also be accurate with those at the same time. And so with the support, obviously, of my dad pushing me every day to be a better pitcher, a lot of my success is due to Alan Hennen and teaching me all the softball techniques.
And when you kind of look at the variety of things that you do professionally now, just the aspects of pitching and getting better and that drive, does that carry over into what you do now in a lot of ways?
I think so. I'm still that competitive girl that wants to be the best at what I do. And so, yeah, I am very strong-minded, strong-willed. And, yeah, I think it has helped me be successful as the older that I've gotten.
you talk about your teammates, probably one of the best outfields that I've seen, kind of biased, but that's okay. With Nikki Duff in left, and you had Lena Bennett in center, and then Courtney Bingham in right, three athletic young ladies at the time, and all could have played center field. That must have been a pretty good comfort to have that kind of athletes patrolling the grass.
Yeah, it was always nice to be able to look at my outfield and know that, hey, if they hit it out here, my girls have my back and they were going to get it for me no matter what. And I was very lucky to play with the players that I got to play with. And so, yeah, I was very blessed with my entire eight other players that I had on my field.
And not to leave them out, but I mean, just off the top of my head, third base during your senior year, had Mallory Mooney, and you had
Allison.
Yeah, Allison at first, and then Mackenzie. I keep wanting to call her Patterson because that's her married name now. But and then Amanda Pottisman Awakuni. I mean, that's an interesting infield. Then of course you got to work with some good catchers as well. Lauren Craig for a little while. Amanda played behind the plate, and then for your senior year you had Kim Jarrick. That had to be wow. I could go back to that time for sure.
Oh yeah, it was a great time, that's for sure. I wish every day that I could go back to those times, but you know, you get older and it's time for somebody else to be able to enjoy the game like you did.
So we talk about your pitching accolades, but if I know you, I bet you were just as proud of what you could do at the plate too. You didn't leave that aspect out of the game, finishing your senior year hitting .333, seven doubles and five homers. How hard did you have to work to master that hitting side of softball?
I just was always so competitive as a pitcher, and I knew that if I could step up to the plate and help myself out up there, then I had that much more of an advantage. And so, yes, I had always pushed my teammates, you know, to be just as competitive as I was, but I also didn't want to have to fully rely on them. And if I could get up there and, you know, do my job as a hitter, then, you know, our team was that much stronger.
And when you think back at that College World Series, that trip was a special one. It seemed to me, you know, the first game opening up against Alabama Huntsville, that there was, I believe that game was delayed by rain, just seemed kind of different. It kind of got broken up, and it seemed the Mustangs had a little bit of momentum in that game prior to it being delayed. I think if that game comes out different, I think altogether you're probably playing in the championship game.
Oh, yes. I mean, of course, there are all kinds of nerves, I know, going through my body. And so, yeah, it was a different adjustment, and was trying to, you know, settle everybody down to just play our game, I think, was the hardest thing, you know, when you get on that big stage. But yeah, I do believe that if we could have come out and won that first game, I think we could have definitely brought home a national championship.
And you guys fought back, had to go through the losers bracket, and had two shutouts against two pretty good teams, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and darn another blank, I believe it was Minnesota State, if I'm not mistaken. But two shutouts there to get back to a semifinal game against Alabama Huntsville, and that was a close game too. What do you remember most just about that week? You guys had a lot of time to spend together.
It was just being in the moment and soaking up everything that you could, because, I mean, not many players get to ever step on that stage. And for just me to be able to get there and do the experience with my dad, who has pushed me so hard for so many years and sacrificed all his time, that was what was the most important to me looking back now. Yeah, I wish we could have brought home a national championship back to Midwestern, but just being able to step on that stage is more important to me now as I've gotten older than actually bringing home the title.
You talk about sharing the T-ball game at this point with your son. And when you look back with your father, David Tanner, and what was the time like when you started to play, and what are your memories of your earliest times of getting involved in sports, particularly with your dad?
Oh man, I was the girl out in the outfields picking flowers, and you know, it was my dad who said, "Well, maybe we'll try pitching." And if I have to say, my mother was my catcher for a little while, and then I started, you know, picking up speed, and you know, my dad stepped in, and then that's when, you know, softball completely changed for me, because he's always so determined and so competitive that, you know, he taught me how to be a stronger and better player.
And that was through softball. Did you play any other sports?
I did. I did volleyball, ran track. I cheered, but that was kind of it until I probably started getting into junior high. Freshman year is when I really started focusing most of my time on to softball.
And when you look at photos of Brittany for our listeners, I mean, it's just the image of intensity when you took the circle and just with your icy blue eyed stare. I could imagine being a bit intimidated being a hitter, but is that something you have always done from the first time you started competing, or is this just something when you got to really focus in?
No, I think it's a gene that I picked up from my father, which is can be good or can be bad, but we are so dang hard-headed and so determined that, you know, once I step on that mound, that it means go time, and, you know, you do the best that you can and go try to win softball games was, you know, my mindset every time I stepped on that mound.
You guys won quite a few. What was it like to end your career playing for Brady Tiger? Now, I would say you had a ton of great influences in the sport dating back to your time. I know when I talked to you during your playing career, you mentioned that you started off with the Ragdolls playing in Summer League. But first, Coach Tiger, and then some of the other influences you had that brought you along.
Yeah, so, you know, every summer I spent playing ball with the Ragdolls with Chris Garment, and man, he truly changed my life as a softball player. And then from him, you know, Coach Hennen being my pitching coach, you know, teaching me all the techniques to becoming the pitcher I was, to, you know, Coach Taggart and Casey Carroll, you know, out there pushing me every day to be a better softball player. I think the bigger importance of it now is, you know, looking back, like, those were people that I butted heads with every time I stepped on to that softball field. But, you know, now I can look back and there's not a negative thing that I could say about any of those coaches. And I, you know, nowadays, you know, they say the greatest things about me. And so it's, yeah, you butt heads when you are in that time, but when you're done playing, you kind of step back and look and say, man, you know, those people were there for a reason. You know, they're very important to me and they pushed me to become the person that I am today. And I'm so grateful for them.
Sometimes when you look at things, maybe people are a little more difficult to work with, that's because they care. And I think I carry some of that within me too, because I know I can identify with that. But when we mention your determination and fire all the way through the interview here, and we've talked about this a little bit, but I'll go ahead and just re-ask it again. What spurred that drive? And I have a feeling that's just a part of who you are now.
Yes, it is. That's who I am. I've always been that way. And so, yeah, I mean, there's good and bad with it, but I'd say it's helped me be very successful nowadays.
So if you had a younger Brittany Tanner that was getting ready to step in and start the game of softball, what would be some of the advice that you would give her coming up?
Man, so Liam is our little four-year-old, and he is a lefty, so it's going to be an adjustment for us. But I am super excited about it. But no, I hope one day I do have a little Brittany Tanner that will be able to hopefully fall into my shoes one day, and I hope that she exceeds my expectations. But man, if it ever happens to be a little Brittany Tanner, she is going to be in some trouble. But for now, we have Liam. That is our little left-hander. And I have to tell you, his puppy is one determined little puppy. And man, we're coming after that little boy.
So will it be if you win the battle, will it be on the baseball field or will it be golf?
That is totally his choice, but he's a lefty at golf, he's a lefty at baseball, so whatever he picks, I am completely fine with.
It's been an incredible conversation, and I really appreciate your time, and it's great to catch up with you, Brittany.
Well, thank you for having me.
This concludes today's edition of the Stain Gang podcast, brought to you by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers. Today's guest was MSU softball alum Brittany Ford. This is your host, Trey Reed. Thank you for listening. The Stain Gang podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers, drops daily, Monday through Friday, on the Midwestern State Digital Network. We invite you to keep up with the podcast on social media at MSU Mustangs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Want to listen to or download the cast? Go to MSUMustangs.com/podcast. You've been listening to the Stain Gang podcast, presented by the Greater Texas Ford Dealers on the Midwestern State Digital Network.